Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Baseball pitcher Vernon Law once said, "Experience is a hard teacher because she gives you the test first and the lesson afterward." Let's be mindful of our difficult past lessons. Putting turbines in the water and killing fish, and putting wind turbines in the air and killing birds is basically the same thing. Two wind energy projects are proposed for our area: the Offshore Wind Energy Development Project in Humboldt County and the TerraGen projects at Bear River Ridge and Monument Ridge. We do not want to make our birds the salmon of this era. The Field Guide for Birds of the Northern California Coast states in the introduction that we are home to some of the richest avian habitat on the North American continent. That isn't a healthy place for wind turbines, just the windiest. We can't afford to be naive. There is big money in energy. Who are we actually helping? People have a sense of urgency, but it will take years to accomplish these industrial wind projects. Michael Hutchins, a director of the American Bird Conservancy, has written extensively on current issues with wind energy and birds. Thousands of birds and bats die yearly from wind turbines. If bird kill mitigation has not truly been successful elsewhere, why should we think that it will be here? Our beautiful and wild raptors, the albatross, and even Arctic terns, who circumnavigate the globe with their ancient and historic flights, can all be at risk. Some of the proposed mitigation measures truly stretch the imagination, and they are going relatively unquestioned. And are we supposed to accept a kill ratio? Right now, none of our birds are dead. Large, damaging, irreversible solutions should be a thing of the past. This is 2019, not 1979. Remember, many small choices can equal one big one. California should be asking for a competitive process in terms of the development of technologies it uses to reach its goals. Installing solar on many existing structures, for example, is one way of doing this, and we can decrease our needs with passive energy systems as a way of supplying them. Energy harvesting is already being developed and used, and there are other concepts, such as microgrids, that we haven't tapped into. These are neither anti-environment nor anti-business ideas. This is just common sense. We don't have to accept that energy has to come at a terrible cost. We should be innovative. Pragmatism is both unnecessary and irresponsible. We just have to care enough to be smart, hold our officials accountable, and thank them for carefully considering this important topic. As stewards of our world, we cannot afford to be indifferent. I know we can do better. This has been Suzanne Elizabeth Atia for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.